Expert person should search for the spirit soul with minds purified through analytical study in terms of the soul's connection with and distinction from all things that undergo creation, maintenance, and destruction. Purport. A sober person can study himself and distinguish the soul from the body by analytical study. For example, when one considers his body, his head, his hands, and so on, one can certainly understand the difference between the spirit, soul, and the body. No one says, I head. Everyone says, my head. Thus, there are two entities, the head and I. They are not identical. Although they appear to be one conglomeration. One may argue, when we analyze the body, we find a head, hands, legs, a belly, blood, bones, urine, stool, and so on. But after everything is considered, where is the existence of the soul? A sober man, however, avails himself of this Vedic injunction. Yato va imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat parant yavish. Yavisham Vishanti Tadvijigyasva Tadvijigyasasva Tadbrahmeti. Thus he can understand that the head, hands, legs, and indeed the entire body have grown on the basis of the soul. If the soul is within, if the soul is within, the body, head, hands, and legs grow, but otherwise they do not. A dead child does not grow up, for the soul is not present. If by a careful analysis of the body, one can still find the existence of the soul, one cannot find the existence of the soul, this is due to his ignorance. How can a gross man fully engaged in materialistic activities understand the soul, which is a small particle of spirit, 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a hair? Such a person foolishly thinks that the material body has grown from a combination of chemicals, although he cannot find them. The Vedas inform us, however, that chemical combinations do not constitute the living force. Living force is the Atma and Paramatma, and the body grows on the basis of that living force. The fruit of a tree grows and undergoes six kinds of change because of the presence of the tree. If there were no tree, there would be no question of the growth and maturity of fruit. Therefore, beyond the existence of the body are the Paramatma and Atma within the body. This is the first understanding of spiritual knowledge explained in Bhagavad Gita. Dehi no smin yata dehe, Bhagavad Gita 2.13. The body exists because of the presence of the Supreme Lord and the Jiva, which is part of the Lord. This is further explained by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina matstani sarva bhutani nachaham teshva vastita. By me in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. The Supreme Soul exists everywhere. The Vedas enjoin, sarvam kalvidam brahma. Everything is Brahman, or an expansion of Brahman's energy. Sutre manegana iva. Everything rests on the Lord, just like pearls strung together on a thread. The thread is the principle of Brahman. He is the supreme cause, the supreme Lord upon whom everything rests. Mata parataram nanyat, Bhagavad Gita 7.7. Thus we must study the Atma and Paramatma, the individual soul and the supersoul, upon whom the entire material cosmic manifestation rests. This is explained by the Vedic statement, Yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti, Taittiriya Upanishad. So Prahlad Maharaj here is stating that we should search for the soul. We should know who we are. So this is important that we know who we are. That we know that we are distinct from the material energy. Otherwise, identifying with material energy we may mistakenly think we are part of it and thus make a mistake, because that false identity may then create for us disturbance. We may be entangled within this material endeavor. So it's pointed out we must see the Lord and the soul in everything. The soul is in the body, the supersoul is in the body. The souls are everywhere. And the Lord is everywhere. The Lord has entered into everything. And therefore, we find the interaction with things around us not a problem. It's not a problem because it also, we are unconsciously receiving Brahman. But consciously, we think it's matter. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying here that a sober person must analyze. One may say that, but why I should be analyzing? This is bhakti. It just comes from the heart. Whatever I feel like, then that's actually the real thing. That's the substance. This intellectualizing is not actually a mature state of Krishna consciousness. So it's simply the mood or the sentiment of Krishna consciousness that is the most important. So there's no need of being analytical. So we'll notice that this is the seventh canto. And in the seventh canto is Prahlad Maharaj. And these are his instructions. And he is a pure devotee. So then we can see what he's stating here is not just for the general transcendentalist, but it's for the devotees. We have to distinguish ourselves from the material energy. However simply or complex we do that. It's not that one necessarily has to do so much intellectual gymnastics. It's just enough to understand and be convinced we're not this body. And that we're not, and that we are the soul. So with this much, then we can understand. So, yeah. And that's one thing, that's the soul in the body, then the soul of the universe. That's the Paramatma. So Paramatma is in everything, between everything, therefore the universe functions. In the beginning of creation, there was Garbhodakshay, Vishnu. And he was present with the Sodis, or his eternal associates. And it was time for creation. So they needed to do sacrifice. All results come from sacrifice. But there was nothing to sacrifice. Because before creation, there was nothing. There was only the Lord. So then the Lord was taken for sacrifice. And then through this mental sacrifice, then everything in the universe was created. Right? From his face came the Brahmins, from his arm the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, Shudras. The sun and moon came from his eyes. Like this, then the whole creation was made. So whatever we see is Krishna. Like that. It's not something else. Right? Does that make sense? Right? Like, let's say we take these balloons. So now these balloons, what makes them balloons is the air. So the air is Vayu, Krishna is Vayu. He is the life force. Right? Prana is that energy that pervades the body. Vayu is the guru. So Krishna is that Adi Guru. Okay, we look at it as we put it up here so it looks nice, but Krishna is beauty. So then these balloons, if they're looking attractive, then that is reflecting a portion of Krishna's beauty. Right? So then in this way, even in these balloons, we can see Krishna. Or as the example giving here is then you have the balloons and then you have the thread that's strung on. So that thread is Krishna. So like that, we should be able to see Krishna everywhere. then we are said to be, like Prahlad Maharaj here, sober and mature, sober and expert person. Right? Well, say separate from what's created, maintained, and destroyed. So that means that's everything in the material world. The spiritual world is never destroyed. So it's not created, maintained, or destroyed. Right. It's not having to be maintained for some time. It always exists. Therefore, the soul has to be separated from everything here that is temporary. Okay. Any questions or comments?
You said that we can't look at Krishna in the balloons even, and how we can look Krishna and experience who is not nice for our mind.
How do we look at something that's not nice for us as Krishna?
Yes.
When Prabhupada used to live in Calcutta, then the Japanese attacked India. So they started bombing Calcutta. And so Prabhupada could see that these bombs are Krishna, that power is Krishna. It's not a nice form of Krishna, but it's still Krishna. Because Krishna is everything. So that what we would consider nice and not nice, both are Krishna. This is what distinguishes the Vaishnava philosophy between so-called Vaishnava philosophy. We know God is the source of everything. Because if there's good, then there has to be bad. Right? If there's no, it means the opposites have to be there. Right? If there's hot, there has to be cold. Otherwise, how do you compare? Right? Means hot means it's not cold. While some will say, well, God is all good, so therefore bad must be someone else, therefore Satan. Therefore, they're not able to see God in their misfortune. Therefore, they give up serving God. How could God let this happen? Right? So therefore, then those of weaker faith, they have to separate God and then another entity that's not under God's control. So that means God's not all-pervading, all-knowledgeable, all-powerful, because there's an element that He's not dealing with. He can't deal with. And that's because they don't have the faith that everything comes from God, so therefore even unfortunate things are coming from God. They're not coming because God wants them, they're coming because we want them. Right? We like all this stuff. Otherwise, why are we here? We say we don't like, but we like. Right? Like that. That's, does that make sense?
Not the languages of the world, I think, is the same. The word charisma means something that is attractive, not shakti. And charisma is the same as Krishna. It's just the aiming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything is, like you said, Krishna, and we can see everywhere Krishna, also it's a very fine line between impersonalism and personal, because impersonalism also see everywhere God.
Mm-hmm.
So where is this fine line meet? Because even in the pure devotional stage, like Uttama platform, the pure devotee see everywhere Krishna. But also the Mayavada sees that everything is domination of the same Brahma. Where is this fine line?
So, the Brahmavadis, then they see everything as Brahman. So that means spirit. So that's not wrong, because that's the element of eternity. Right? So they see the aspect of eternity in everything. It's all Brahman, because this Brahman means that it exists. So this material energy may be temporarily manifest, but it exists. The illusion is we think it's something important when it's not. So we project onto it our ideas of importance. Like somebody will say, a Mercedes-Benz is very important. You know, and somebody who is more, let's say, ecologically minded, then they're out marching against cars. So the same thing is seen by one as important, another as not important. And the dog walks by and it's something that's vertical, so, you know, he claims that this is mine. Yeah. So it's there. That's the example Prabhupada gives, the Vedic example of a girl, a young girl. The young man sees the girl as most desirable. The sage sees the girl as a bag of mucus, bile, air, stool, urine. Something not desirable. And the dog sees as something nice to eat. So like that, then that's different views on it. So in this, up to this point, ourselves and the impersonalists have the same view. the method of getting to the Brahman platform is the same. But the impersonalists stop at this point. While the devotees know that there's a person behind this Brahman. And there's also Chit and Ananda in this Brahman. And because of that, therefore, there's the variety of forms that are here. Right? Because the impersonalist cannot explain variety. They will say it's illusion. But that means illusion is a power that it can create variety. So who has created illusion? You know, one may say, well, it's the desire of the living entity. It's his pastime. But who created desire? So that means, you know, that there's always going to be something that is unexplainable. But we understand because it's Krishna, therefore it's coming from Him. Does that make sense? So we see the personal element. It means like there, we see this quality of beauty, but that beauty then reminds us of Krishna. Right. So then everything here, one, we see Krishna in it, so it removes the material identity, but we see Krishna in it and we go farther to remember Krishna. Okay.
Makes sense. Because if the Brahman is just existence, how the existence manifests so much variety without the Ananda desire to enjoy and to get more peaceful.
Okay, so what is the platform which we inquire into the Supreme? So, the first principles we hear from Shastra, Shabda. Right? Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, this is Shabda. Okay. So, from Shabda, then we, from authority, then we have the proper understanding. Then we try to apply that in our life. Applying it in our life, then what we perceive through the senses, we see in connection with Shabda. Means we hear material world is a place of misery. Birth, death, old age, disease. Right? Then we look around, we analyze, is that true? then we see, by our senses, we can see, yes, this is what's going on. So that's the point. When we come where we see what we've heard from scripture, that's called realization. Then we see through the eyes of scripture. Does that make sense? Time up. What's your question?
My friend asked me to ask a question. And, we know that there are people who can make decisions very easily, and their decisions are good, and their results are good. But there are some kind of people that their decisions are not so good, and results are not so good. Could you explain factors influence on the process of making decisions?
What factors
influence on
influence decision?
Some people are good in
Yeah, no, we got that. Factors in making decision. One, intelligence. In that we have to be able to see what are the options that we can make decisions on. The more intelligent, then the more variety, and the more we're able to see what is actually the most important. The mind makes the decision. That's the weak point. So if the mind's values are not such but they're not based on intelligence, decisions may not be intelligent. Then you have a spin on that. Right? Which is called gain and safety. So even though it may look like the right thing to do, due to worrying about gain or loss, then we may make a decision other than what's our intelligence. And this has influence by our identity, our false ego. Right? So if we identify in the negative, then we will generally view things that way. We'll have a tendency to make decisions that will not be, beneficial. Because our identity is, I can't make proper decisions. So very intelligently and very consistently, to maintain that identity, they always make a bad decision. Does that make sense? Okay, we'll end here because it's time. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jainatai gaur premanandi.